Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Lesson number 3. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Amma ba'd. Dear brothers and sisters, we now begin with the book, The Islamic Awakening. And what I will do is, inshallah, I will summarize points in the book. I will summarize points within the book, inshallah. But I hope that everyone is able to buy the book and benefit from it, inshallah azza wa jal. The first principle is adhering to the Quran and the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, whilst that may be obvious and that may be something which everyone would expect every Muslim to do when they want to partake in this Islamic awakening, the spread of Islam, the rising of Islam, the strengthening of Islam, etc., you think the obvious thing is to stick to the Quran and sunnah. But unfortunately, many people, they don't. We need to understand, dear brothers and sisters, that the Quran and Sunnah, it is not something that we talk about in a sentimental way. No. It is something that we love, we cherish, yes. It is something that we believe in, more importantly. And it is something that we implement. It is something that we implement. So we can't just say, wallah, yes, I follow the Quran and I follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when I look into my life, I actually don't. When I look into the principles that the Quran and Sunnah place, I don't follow them. When I look into the guidelines that Islam has asked for, I don't stick to them. When I look at the parameters of the halal and the parameters and that which is outside of the transgressing into the haram, how many people, they unfortunately do not stick to that. And if you were to ask them, do you follow Quran and Sunnah? They say, yes, of course. But their life is more influenced, unfortunately, by ways and philosophies and ideologies and movements that are actually in direct opposition to Islam, or they are that which Islam came to completely remove from the minds of the people. How many people, unfortunately, they claim to love Islam and love the Quran and love the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they're influenced, for example, by secularism, or they're influenced by feminism, or they're influenced by matters which are extremely cultural, and that's how they want to understand their Quran and their Sunnah, or they want to look at things from a purely scientific perspective, in the sense that everything needs to be tangible and they don't want to submit to certain aspects of the Quran and Sunnah because to them and their shallow logic it doesn't make sense. All of this we need to get rid of. Why? Because we need to submit to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to submit to that which Allah azza wa jal sent down, and we need to submit to it as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and we need to submit to that as was understood by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The issue lies when a person wants to follow general text in the Quran and Sunnah and leave that which is specific. Because in following that which is general, you can manipulate. But in following that which is specific, you have no room to manipulate, and you need to stick to that which it came with because it's specified. So when people want to follow Quran and Sunnah, we say, okay, let's look at the criteria that the Quran and Sunnah has placed, and let's make sure that we're walking upon it. If not, then we need to change ourselves. And how many people, unfortunately, they make the claim of following the Quran and Sunnah, but they are very far away from it. Why? Because they've allowed themselves to be influenced by things which go directly against the Quran and Sunnah. And unfortunately, they are many today, of which we need to be very fearful of, and we need to be very careful of. And one way we can easily stop that problem, inshallah, is by making sure that we learn properly the Quran and the Sunnah as understood by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to implement that and only that, and to stay away from that which is in direct contradiction from the Quran and Sunnah, or that we know originated from other than the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Albayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.